Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in 2009 he planned to review the effectiveness of the subsistence program in Alaska. The Department of Interior and Agriculture issued a report in August 2010 recommending several changes. This week, the Federal Subsistence Board met to decide how to carry out those recommendations. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
The Federal Subsistence Board had several significant agenda items to consider, including a proposal to increase the board's membership by 2, its memorandum of understanding with the state, and a draft tribal consultation protocol. The Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture recommended the addition of 2 representatives of subsistence users to the board. Board members changed that to the addition of 2 subsistence users rather than representatives of users. The board will send that recommendation, plus its thoughts on eligibility, qualifications, and the selection process for the new members, to the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture. The board voted to refer a draft tribal consultation protocol to a working group that will include tribes. At issue is how to treat Alaska Native corporations, the U.S. Constitution, and hundreds of years of federal Indian law underlie the government-to-government relationship of tribes and the federal government. As written, the draft protocol would give that status to Alaska Native corporations. University of Colorado law professor Charles Wilkinson says it's appropriate to consult with Native corporations, but to call them tribes is inappropriate.
As for the corporations, they aren't governments, and the tribes are, and the corporations just aren't. And in that sense, it's a fiction for them to be called tribes.
About a dozen tribal representatives testified that tribes are best suited for tribal consultation because they're close to subsistence users and represent people who live in rural Alaska. They said it's inappropriate to include the corporations in the protocol. However, Assistant to the Secretary of Interior for Alaskan Affairs, Pat Porchow, says a 2004 appropriations bill requires federal agencies to consult with Alaska Native corporations in the same fashion as tribes.
There was so much controversy over this, we went back to the Department of Interior Solicitor's Office to address that specific question, and they came back and yes, that is a non-lapsing or a non-expiring provision of law.
The Federal Subsistence Board is tentatively scheduled to meet July 11th and 12th, 2011. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.